brilliant discovery which was made this week, Helen. It's been announced in the journal Science, and the person who's the first author on this paper is Ilana Kolodkin-Gal. She's from Israel, works at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. And what they've discovered is the suicide switch for bacteria. And what we mean by this is that when you flick this switch, the bacteria turn into the bug equivalent of lemmings and they all kill themselves. And the researchers think this could lead to the generation of a whole range of new antibiotics coming at a time when, you know, we're really suffering from a lack of ways of treating these things.
So why do bacteria want to kill themselves anyway?
Well, the process that's involved is something called quorum sensing. Now, when bacteria grow, obviously when they first start growing, their numbers are very low. But as they grow more, their numbers and density of their population increases and the bacteria squirt chemicals into their environment to tell each other how many of them there are. So the bacteria are aware of how dense their population is. And this, when it reaches a certain level, can trigger other behaviours on the part of the bacteria. But one of the behaviours that it triggers is it primes the bacteria to potentially kill themselves. And why this might be important is that if the bacterial colony gets invaded by a viral infection, by killing themselves, some of the infected bacteria can prevent the virus from spreading and affecting other members of their colony. Also, if they get stressed because there's not enough food or there are various toxins building up, by some of the bacteria killing themselves, it means that the rest of their colony can survive. But no one knew how they did this until this group got together and produced huge cultures of E. coli. And they then extracted some of the chemical media that they were growing the bacteria in and went through chemical by chemical all of the things the bacteria were making until they homed in on just one factor, which they called EDF, the extracellular death factor. And it's a short string of amino acids. It's a small protein, 5 amino acids long. And when you add that to the cultures, it makes the bacteria think they're part of a very big population of bacteria. So what they think you can do is if you have very small numbers of bacteria and you treat them with this chemical, it makes them think that they're part of a huge population and they therefore are more likely to die if they get stressed. And so all you have to do is give them a very low dose of an antibiotic, makes them stressed and they kill themselves.
So do we think this is going to be the next way we're going to combat all those dreadful bugs that we're having trouble sort of dealing with at the moment?
That's the hope, that it might be possible to take this technology and say, can we turn this into a drug and therefore make bacteria much more vulnerable to even lower doses of antibiotics or even possibly antibiotics that they're currently viewed as resistant to, but the antibiotic gives enough stress to the bacteria to persuade it to kill itself.